Right now, the movie Wicked is trending all over social media. So many people are excited to see the Broadway musical turned into a film. With Hollywood casting pop star Ariana Grande and the talented British actress Cynthia Erivo to play the witches, you can see why there's so much hype for it. But before you go spend your hard-earned money to watch this film, there is something you should know. This film was created with a specific agenda to promote and normalize witchcraft to its mainly young audience. You can easily see that when you discover that the actors cast for this movie openly admit that they are witches. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the movie Wicked. Let's get right into it. Right now, it seems like everyone is talking about the movie Wicked. So many people are excited to see this Broadway musical on the big screen, especially when they cast one of the biggest pop stars of recent years to play the leading role. Everywhere I turn, I see ads for this movie and I can't escape them. I haven't seen this much promotion for a movie in a very long time. Why is Hollywood going so hard promoting this movie? Why does it seem like they want everyone to watch it so badly? Well, I'll tell you exactly why, and it's to push their agenda. Today, witches and witchcraft are seen as things that aren't real. While there are some people that claim to be real witches and practice witchcraft, most people don't believe in magic or that witches have any special power. Most people think that it's all nonsense that some people pretend to do. But hundreds of years ago, witchcraft was taken very seriously. People in those days believed that witches were real and were able to manipulate magic to their benefits. During the Salem witch trials, many witches were captured and burned at the stake because of practicing magic. These people back then took these witches very seriously because they believed they were truly evil and working for the devil. It wasn't until the early 18th century that things began to change and people stopped believing in witches. During the 18th century, we saw the rise of what was called the Age of Enlightenment, which led to science taking center stage. People stopped believing in the mystical side of the world and started believing in science and reasoning. During this time is where the idea that witches had no power started to spread. The witch trials had ended, and those who considered themselves witches were no longer hunted. The only thing is that most people have no idea that occultists were who led the Age of Enlightenment. If you research the Age of Enlightenment, you will quickly discover that the Freemasons and occultists were the ones behind it. For those who don't know what the Freemasons are, they are a society of secrets that practices ritual and ceremonial magic. Freemasons are really not that different from witches and warlocks. They believe that by performing rituals, they can harness magic and use it to shape their reality. Some prominent figures behind the Age of Enlightenment were Benjamin Franklin, who was a Freemason, Sir Isaac Newton, who was also a Freemason and occultist, who believe he can talk to demons and angels, and also George Washington, another Freemason. All of these men played a crucial role in rolling out the Age of Enlightenment, which led to the abandonment of spiritual beliefs for man-made science. This is not at all surprising since science comes directly from alchemy, which is a form of occult magic. By simply looking it up, you will discover that alchemy is what led to science. Alchemy eventually became chemistry, and you can easily Google this as well. What's alchemy, you may ask? Is a form of magic that is practiced for many reasons. But the main goal behind alchemy was the creation of the Philosopher's Stone, which was a magic substance and the key ingredient to create the elixir of life. Alchemists believe the elixir of life grants immortality to whoever drinks it. Benjamin Franklin was heavily involved in alchemy, and so was Sir Isaac Newton. Everything I'm saying, you can verify by reading some books or even just Googling it. Science is alchemy, and alchemy is magic, so science isn't any different. It's just redefined to seem less threatening. Just think about it, the people who are responsible for the world not believing in magic or the spiritual world all practice magic in secret. The Freemasons were the main ones pushing the idea that magic and witchcraft were all nonsense in the 18th century, and it led to the Age of Enlightenment, using science to explain away magic and even God's doing, while at the same time, meeting in Masonic lodges, practicing rituals that they believe were rooted in magic. If you're wondering why they did that, I'll tell you exactly why. Back in those days, people were being persecuted for practicing magic. Witches and warlocks were being burned at the stake. This led to the elite hiding their occult practices from the world. They did this to avoid being persecuted. If people back then would have known they were practicing ritual magic, they would have been burned at the stake. So they pushed for the Age of Enlightenment. This is when alchemy became science and witchcraft became a myth. It was all done to get the heat off of them while they practiced their rituals and secrets, something something they still do to this very day. This entire time, they had a plan for a new world order where their beliefs wouldn't be persecuted and it would be seen as normal. If you look around, we're now living in that new world order, and magic isn't seen as evil anymore, instead as a tool to empower yourself and take control of your will. All of which were ideas pushed by occultists. All the Freemasons did was convince people that magic wasn't real to protect themselves. Now, how does this connect to the movie Wicked? Well, Wicked and movies like it are all propaganda to normalize witchcraft and encourage it. Remember, the Freemasons want a world where they are not persecuted for their occult practices and beliefs. So slowly throughout the years, they started to paint magic and the occult as harmless and empowering. This is why movies like Hocus Pocus are made, and also like Wicked. Movies where the witches are displayed as misunderstood, only wanting to be accepted. These movies are all propaganda, part of the Masonic agenda to normalize witchcraft and the occult. God forbids magic. In fact, he called it an abomination. This is written in the Bible, clearly stating, when you enter the land that God, your God, is giving you, don't take on the abominable ways of life of the nations there. Don't you dare sacrifice your son or daughter in the fire. Don't practice divination, sorcery, fortune teller, witchery, casting spells, holding seances, or channeling with the dead. People who do these things are an abomination to God. It's because of just such abominable practices that God, your God, is driving these nations out before you. Be completely loyal to God, your God. God, your God, forbids it. Practicing magic is about becoming your own God. For those who are saying that Christianity is witchcraft, they are lost and confused. God isn't a wizard. God is the creator, not a magician. Those who practice magic do it to attempt to be gods. That's why they use alchemy to attempt to live forever, disobeying God's order of life. The Wicked movie is an abomination towards God, especially when you realize the actors are actually real witches. See, Ariana Grande has openly admitted to being a witch. She has admitted she practices witchcraft.
Is there an in-between anywhere where wrath meets the universe?
Yeah. I'm somewhere in between. I've learned. I don't know. I sit somewhere between being a literal witch. Literal witch.
Being a literal witch. Literal witch.
I'm not kidding. And being like the most realistic, cut, dry, like, you know?
As you heard for yourself out of her own mouth, she confessed she's a witch. Like we are told in the Bible, she is an abomination towards God. Do you really think it's a coincidence they cast a real witch to be in a movie called Wicked? No, not at all. Like I said, this is all a part of their agenda for their new world order. Ariana and everyone a part of this movie are abominations to the Lord. Just as there's been people online promoting this movie, there has also been people calling it out. Some people on social media have gone on to warn against this movie. This man, who was a former witch, admits that watching Wicked is a very bad idea.
This movie right here, they're after our children. This movie by the name of Wicked. It's about witches, okay? Now, in witchcraft, I used to be a witchcraft. I used to be a warlock. Christ saved me in 2009, said, tell my people I'm coming. Been saved since then. But I can tell you that no matter if it's called a black witch or a white witch, there's no such thing as witches that operate in good, okay? Some people that say they're witches, they may be kind people, some, right? But the spirits they operate through, they're not good. They're demon spirits, okay? So this movie is to help to condition our children to bring them into witchcraft easier. Okay, and away from God. The Bible is against witchcraft. The Bible notates sorcerers are in the lake of fire. Okay, in addition to that, when you went to the store, you know, they had printed on the dolls, the Wicked dolls, an adult website. It was children's toys. So I really want you to think about that. The enemy is out here. He's out here and he's after our children.
As you heard for yourself, this former witch breaks it down perfectly. There is no such thing as good or bad magic like they try to present in the Wicked movie. It's all an abomination to the Lord. This other social media influencer states the same thing.
Satan could masquerade himself as an angel of light today. One of the ways in which he's doing it right now is through this movie, Wicked. If you plan on seeing this movie, Wicked, then this is a warning that you should definitely not watch it, and here's why. So from the surface, this movie looks super beautiful, super attractive, and from the outside looking in, I would totally watch this movie. I love glitz, I love glamour, but just because things look good on the outside doesn't mean that we need to be consuming in them. Since the beginning of time, the enemy has been trying to use things that are pleasing to our eyes in order to get us to dissipate God. Starting with Eve, the main reason that Eve ate that forbidden fruit was because the Bible said that it was pleasing to her eye. This movie is full of witchcraft and demonic spells, and we as Christians should not be participating in it. Christians, we need to be protecting our ear gates and our eye gates, and we need to always be looking at the spirit behind certain things rather than the outward appearance. If God calls witchcraft and magic and spells an abomination, why should we be flocking to the movie theater to see such wickedness? This is going to be a massive recruitment strategy from the enemy to raise up as many witches and warlocks as he can for his demonic and satanic purposes. The Bible says, guard your heart above all else because everything that you do flows from it. And if you watch this movie, you are going to be allowing the enemy to plant a seed into your heart that witchcraft and divination is okay. And as the Bible says, it's an abomination. Whether it's white magic or dark magic, it's still demonic, and we need to reject it and call it out rather than consume it.
As you heard for yourself, she explains how they make these movies look so appealing to draw you in, only to indoctrinate you into it. They are using these movies to normalize this amongst the Christians. Remember, they want a world where witchcraft is normal and they're able to practice it without any consequences, so they have to get rid of traditional Christian beliefs. This influencer points out the fact that people are becoming these wicked characters.
Now I know the movie Wicked is demonic, because I'm walking around and I see everybody dressing up like characters from the movie, which is all part of the witchcraft, the mind manipulation. So stay vigilant, because we are under a spiritual warfare.
As you heard for yourself, he called out the people dressing like witches, essentially idolizing these wicked characters. It's just like Harry Potter. Harry Potter is all about promoting witchcraft and even alchemy. I myself visited Universal Studios, drove hours just to record it for an upcoming video on Harry Potter and Universal. At Universal, they have a whole island of Harry Potter, where they were selling broomsticks, wands, and cloaks. Hundreds of people were walking around pretending to be wizards and witches. I was waiting for next summer to drop this video, but if you guys want to see it sooner, let me know below. All of this is an abomination towards God, and those are not my words, but his. Yet, they have managed to convince the world to blindly accept this wickedness. If you are a Christian, I recommend you don't watch this movie, and don't allow your children to watch it either. While the world might call you crazy, we don't do things for the approval of the world, but for the only one that matters, God. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.